And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence Show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And also going out our friends, Free FM on 89.0, coming out of Kirikirira, going throughout the Waikato. And I hope you're having a lovely day out there, folks. And on the show today, over the next hour or so, we will be having a look at some weather regarding to-dos, do some public service announcements. And later in the show, we will be having a look at an article that was pointed out to me. Thank you, Aaron, about high fertiliser use, which halves the number of pollinators, amongst other things. It's world's longest running research study, which began way back in 1856. So we'll have a bit of a look at that article later on. And I'll start the show today with this one by the Mutton Birds called A Thing Well Made.
AK-47,
That was the Mutton Birds there with A Thing Well Made. And now we're going to do some weather here on the Over the Fence show. And coming up this week, around the country, there's going to be some dry and calm weather back in the forecast for the remainder of the week going into the weekend as well. But this weekend, there's a low in the Tasman Sea, which looks set to disrupt things by bringing in some rain showers and cloud. Not everyone's going to get the rain, unfortunately, but we are here in the Waikato, which is a good thing because it is pretty brown out there, folks, at the moment around here. Due to the wind mostly, I guess, and most regions will unfortunately be drier than normal over the next week ahead, because I know, yeah, it's getting dry lots of places around the country now. And the Southern Ocean is still very stormy and continues to dominate New Zealand's weather pattern over the next sort of week or two, with the tropics remaining very quiet so far, but there could be some signs of life developing up there as we head into next month, which is only, you know, just over a week or so away. And what is going to happen here in the Waikato this week is 25 degrees expected out there today and as a high, and cloudy, but yes, it is kind of sunny and, yeah, very warm indeed. Tomorrow, much the same, it's going to be sunny patches with a bit of cloud, 22 degrees the high, also 22 degrees the high Friday, but expect a few showers Friday, Saturday, same. Yeah, sunny patches with some showers, which will be welcomed, I'm sure, and the high is back up to 25, and then Sunday, rain. 23 degree high and rain, so that'll be welcomed by many farmers and gardeners, I'm sure. And it's going to be windy once more on Monday, and we've had a lot of that wind this week, haven't we, from a peculiar direction too, from the easterly sort of way. And yeah, there's been some damage done to the Raglan Community Radio transmitter. Station manager Aaron Moore was just telling me, so he's going to shoot up there with Brett to fix things up this afternoon as we speak, probably. So good luck, fellas, up there. It's not too windy for you up there today, luckily. And 22 degrees high Monday, and then sunny, cloudy kind of into next week with 23 the highs. In the nighttime, high is going to be 16, 18 tomorrow, 17, 19 Saturday, then 18, then drops off to 15, 16 for the rest of the week following that. And the winds, I guess, are back to their more usual kind of pattern. Southwesterly today, westerly tomorrow, west-southwesterly, northeasterly and northerly, then southwesterly, sort of south-southwesterly from then on into next week. No chance of rain today, they say. A bit of a chance tomorrow, and then like half a chance Friday, Saturday, and pretty much, well, they're saying at this stage, anyway, it's going to be rain Sunday. We're looking at a significant amount, not really, about, you know, 10, 12 mils, something like that. And the humidity today is either 55% or 54%, pretty close today. And the sun arose this morning at 6:23 and will set at 8:42. The length of visible light is 15 hours and 18 minutes. The actual day length is 14 hours and 18 minutes. And tomorrow will be 1 minute and 41 seconds shorter than it is today. And the moon is a waning crescent moon, 43% illuminated, and will rise. Well, in fact, just did rise at 14 past 12 and will set at 8 past 2 in the morning. So there's a bit of weather for you good people out there. Now I'm going to play for you a song by this. Actually, I'll come back to that one after this. I'm going to play you a song now by Meg Myers called Desire. This one goes out to Suds Up the Community. I hope you enjoy this one, Suds. Desire by Meg Mayers there, going up to Sons of the Community House. Enjoyed that one, Sons. It's public service announcements time now here on Raglan Community Radio and Free FM. And what's happening around here? Well, John Vizzer's men's group or men's circle is starting again for the year tonight. So if you're interested in going and standing among some good men, get yourself down to the Stewart Street Hall at about 10 to 7. Ready for a start at 7. So all men, welcome to that one. John Vizzer's men's group or circle starting again this evening. And outside in the entranceway to the town hall is the Aroha seed stand put out by the Whangarei Environment Centre. So get yourself along and get some seasonal seeds that are locally grown, mostly to plant in your garden. There's still plenty to do in the gardens, as we'll get to very shortly on the show. And also, I want to say the community house is back open for business. It opened up last week, so all the usual services are up there. So go and have a chat to Mike and the good people and Suz and them and the good people up there about what they offer. And that is open this week. And also, I just want to have a big shout out to the Hope Rising Farm crew. I was just up there this morning. You may remember I interviewed Rachel from there last week. So I did go to the open day this morning, and it was, and they had a good turnout, and it was great. And yeah, all the ponies on display, and really good people up there. And nice to be up there. And thank you for your hospitality. And I hope everyone else up there had a good time this morning. So, and we'll get it back on the show in another month or two to when things calm down a bit for them up there, and have another chat about what they offer up there. But this next song goes out to Alan, who I was talking to. And it's a song that he wants to hear. And this is the Allman Brothers Band with their song Midnight Rider. The Allman Brothers there with Midnight Rider. It goes out to the Hope Rising Farm crew. And now we're going to do some gardening to-dos here on the Over the Fence show. And you can sow the seeds for all of these things this month of January. And that is amaranth, also love lies bleeding. A basil, climbing and dwarf beans, beetroot, your burdock, your carrot, your chives, your cucumbers. Plant out your French tarragon. Sow your seeds for your kohlrabi and lettuce. Plant out your marrow, and sow your seeds for your mustard greens. Plant out your okra or ladyfinger or gumbo. Sow your seeds for your oregano or your parsley or your radish or your rutabaga, which are also Swedes, and salsify, which is also vegetable oyster. Plant out your silver beet or chard or Swiss chard. And sow the seeds for your sunflower and your sweet corn or your maize, whatever, and your turnips, and plant out your watermelons or your courgettes or marrows or summer squash, whatever way you'd like to call them. And I think we're going to leave. Oh, and you can harvest it, of course. You can harvest what you've got grown, of course. There's many things you can harvest and plant as well, like spring onions as well. You can chuck those in there, radishes, your mescaline, cucumbers and courgettes, coriander, celery, carrots, beans, beetroot and basil. There we are, working backwards through that one. So there's some gardening to do's, and remember, you've got to keep watering this time of year too. It's getting pretty dry, even though, fingers crossed, we hope we get a bit of rain over the weekend or what have you, but you never know. All right, so I'm going to come back to you after the song here by The Clean, Outside the Cage.
Thank you.
It was clean with outside the cage there. And now we're going to go to this article from The Guardian that I was informed about. Thank you, Aaron. About, it's titled, headline is, high fertiliser use halves numbers of pollinators, the world's longest study finds. And the subtitle is, even average use of nitrogen fertilisers cut flower numbers fivefold and halve pollinating insects. And using half a levels of common fertilisers on grassland halves pollinator numbers and drastically reduces the number of flowers, research from the world's longest running ecological experiment has found. So increasing the amount of nitrogen, potassium and phosphorus doused on agricultural grassland reduces flower numbers fivefold and halve the number of pollinating insects. According to the paper by the University of Sussex and Rothamsted Research, now, the bees, of course, were the most affected. There are over 9 times more of them in chemical-free plots compared with those with the highest levels of fertiliser, according to this research paper, which was published in the journal NPJ, Biodiversity Journal. The lead researcher, Sussex University's Dr. Nicholas Balfour, said, as you increase fertiliser, pollinator numbers decrease, and that's a direct link to our knowledge that has never been shown before. So that's interesting, isn't it, folks? And he adds, it's having a drastic effect on flowers and insects, and the knock-on effect goes right on up the food chain. So I'll pause it there and we'll come back to this article, of course, as the show goes by. But we'll pause it there. Let you have a mull over that one. While I play for you Possum Song, Blue Meanies.
Woke up way beyond the sun.
That was Possum with their song Blue Meanies. And now we return to our article about fertilizer use and pollinator. The effect on pollinators and research was done, of course, in Rothamsted, Hertfordshire, on strips of grassland called park grass, which has been amazingly studied since 1856, so a long, long time. And we'll pick up kind of where we left off, which was, you know, the knock-on effect, sorry, goes on right on up the food chain. And this, of course, is the lead researcher, Sussex University's Dr. Nicholas Balfour, and he adds, this is primarily because fertilizer creates conditions that allow fast-growing grasses to dominate, crowding out other grasses and flowers. It is generally assumed that having a greater diversity of flowers will lead to greater diversity of pollinators, which often have a specialist requirement in terms of the blooms they like to visit. And the average use of fertiliser on grassland, this is UK of course, is 100 kgs for every hectare. The highest amount in the experiment was 144 kgs a hectare. And the greatest pollinator, which saw the greatest pollinator declines, which was 50% or more. And even land spread with the average amount had 42% fewer pollinators and fivefold fewer flowers than land with none. The results were most pronounced on plots treated with nitrogen, which is the most widely used type of fertiliser. And researchers found that plots treated with a fertiliser mix, excluding nitrogen, maintained a relatively high number of pollinators and flowers. And almost all the grassland in the UK is improved, meaning it is fertilised to some degree. With only 1%, or 1 to 2% of grasslands, this is in the UK again, of course, high quality species, rich habitat, according to the study. And nationally, sadly, the UK has lost 97% of wildflower meadows since the 30s. And studies have shown a widespread decline in numbers of pollinating insects. We'll leave it there and come back again after another song, which is going to be Dimmer, the song Crystallator. That's Dimmer there with their song Crystallator. And we return to the article we're featuring today on the show. And we will come back with Professor Francis Aratniks, who's an entomologist at Sussex University. And he said that considering the current focus on fertilizer use and the substantial declines in pollinator numbers over recent years, the study could not have come at a better time as we seek to understand how landowners can best help bees and other pollinators through open grassland areas. The study illustrates a problem farmers face. To get more flowering plant species and pollinators, the land needs to be less fertile, which reduces yields. Yeah, it's a tricky one once again, isn't it? And our most important and challenging finding is the existence of a trade-off between flower and pollinator diversity and grassland yield. Researchers state in the study, and they highlight the need for financial incentives in the UK and the EU to support biodiversity-friendly farming practices. And Balfour, the lead researcher, says, while reducing yields are typically thought of as a good thing, reducing grassland production intensity has the potential to realise many of the benefits of a multifunctional landscape. These include benefiting pollinators, improving soil health, better air quality, and more resilience to extreme weather events, which, of course, is becoming more and more of the focus this year, isn't it, folks? And Dr. Philip Donkersley, a senior researcher in ecology and evolution at Lancaster University, who was not involved in the study, said, "What is interesting and novel here is the time frames. Normally our studies on this last 4 to 5 years. This is approaching 150 years of applying chemical and organic fertilizer and therefore much more reflective of what has been happening on British farms." And, yeah, over here in New Zealand, it's a similar kind of setup, isn't it? So, yeah, it's interesting that this was done in the UK. I'd love to see something like this done over here in our beautiful country as well. But, yeah, we don't have the data going back to, 150 years or whatever, unfortunately. But yeah, very interesting. And, yeah, it's just something to keep be mindful about, I guess, is the... There's always a trade-off, isn't there, high yield and less pollinators and such things. So, yeah, really interesting article, that one. You can find that, high fertilizer use, hard numbers, pollinators, the world's longest study find. So, hope you enjoyed that one, folks. I'm going to play a song and I'll come back after this, and this is going to be the Gordons with a Coal Miner's Song. We'll be right back. That was the Gordons there with the Coal Miner Song. And I've got to shoot away, so that's kind of going to be it for the show today. I hope you enjoyed it, folks, and thank you for the tuning in live, either on Regular Community Radio or Free FM, and or streaming from anywhere around the world, or picking this back up as a podcast on regularradio.com, about there every week, and also on the Free FM website also, and or on, you know, if you're listening back on any of the podcast little things around. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I will be back again next week. Got a few guests lined up in the next few weeks, which is exciting. And take care out there, folks. Look after yourselves, look after each other, and have a great week. And I shall be back, like I say, next week. I'm going to go with this one here. It's live in Paris, Steel Pulse, with their song Blues Dance Raid. Go get there, folks. Have a great week.
Say me now star, darling, me militants near and far. I want set of people me just can't stand. Everybody call them dirty Babylon. I mash up me session, I mash up me dance. Come and make a rest, them no have no chance. But rubber, me tougher, it ain't no bluff. Me lick them in the mouth with them own and come. Yes, me a dance, the rhythm me a dip. Me no want no botheration from the dirty pig. A Babylon we chant, a Rasta we thank. This is what you call the riot scat. And the I'm
hotter reggae music, hotter, hotter reggae music, hotter, hotter reggae music, hotter.